welcome to episode 2 of Human Seeking Human. I am so excited because y'all have given me so much love and so much support after releasing episode 1, and it was extremely overwhelming and at the same time very motivating because it validated how I feel about this project, that I think there's a lot of potential here. So thank you everyone for sending me all your love, for following on social media, for sending in honest ads. I got a lot of those, which I'm so excited for. And of course, just for listening. Thank you for being here with me. So with that, let's get into episode 2. Before I get into our normal segments, I do want to read something that was posted in the Tampa Tribune on January 1st of 1992. And this was a notice to their readers in the personal ad section. Proper use of these ads enables many people to find new friends. But remember, a worthwhile relationship takes time and caution on the part of both parties. Take precautions to ensure your safety at all times. Screen all respondents carefully. Your meetings with a new companion should occur in public places. Avoid solitary meetings and don't divulge your address or phone number. Be patient and careful. A good relationship and your personal safety are both worth the wait. I just really like that. I actually haven't, obviously this is only episode 2, but I haven't stumbled upon any other notices like that quite yet. So I really appreciate that they did that because I imagine it's easy to get pretty swept up in these. Nowadays, we have a term for it, catfishing, but it doesn't mean that before we came up with that term that it wasn't happening in these personal ads. I'm sure there were plenty of issues with that back then. So and now it's kind of weirdly become just a part of our dating culture now, catfishing. And I can't say what it was like back in 1992, but I imagine when people really started using these personal ads to find friendships, they didn't often consider that as a possibility. But yes, it still is relevant today. So everyone please be careful out there. And take care of yourself first, especially your safety. It's extremely important. Now it's time to get into Alex's dream dates. I have two of them for you today. Well, I guess for me. The first one is from that same issue of the Tampa Tribune, January 1st, 1992. Divorced white male, 41, 6'2", 195 pounds, likes outdoors, cooking, dancing, quiet evenings at home with VCR. Seeking single or divorced female, 25 to 45, for relationship. I'm sure you've guessed this, but there's one thing that stood out to me. Quiet evenings at home with VCR. That phrase is just wonderful in many ways. granted, most of the movies that I watched growing up on VCR were like Rugrats in Paris and Runaway Reptar, but nowadays, if VCR were still a thing, I would appreciate evenings at home with VCR. I mean, that was always my favorite type of date, was to just do nothing. I guess this is a theme. Last episode we had the couch potato. This episode we have quiet evenings at home with VCR. Y'all are really learning what's important to me in my dating life. All right, the next one is from the Reno Gazette. That's Reno, Nevada, February 3rd, 2000. Here we go again. I seek a friend to talk with and nothing more at the moment. Maybe later something can develop. However, I do not want to jump out of the pan back into the fire. So yeah, time to get real for a moment here. You might be like, well, that's a weird dream date, but I can relate. And this podcast, part of it is about me being open and honest about how things are with me, and that's kind of how things feel. I've had time to think about it, and I think that's really where I'm at. Is I'm in a place where while I crave new relationships and crave new social interaction, I don't think that I'm necessarily ready for anything beyond a friendship. So it's a weird place to be as a single person in my 20s, but especially during this pandemic, it's a little easier said than done to get something like that right now. But that's why I'm grateful for people like you, actually, people who are listening to my podcast, who are enjoying my other content, because I feel like I'm at a transitional point in my life where I'm learning a lot about myself and trying to improve on myself while simultaneously going easy on myself and not forcing anything that I don't think would be good for me. So that being said, this person in Reno who's seeking a friend to talk with and nothing more, I feel you. I feel you. That sounds pretty good. Okay, now let's get away from the realness for a second. Go to our next segment, Ready to Mingle. This is another one from the Tampa Tribune, January 1st, 1992. Ugly, rude, insincere, untrustworthy, dishonest, lazy, uneducated, single, divorced white man, 29, hopes to entice exact opposite white female with romantic dinner. I don't know if this is someone who's very self-aware or very funny. I'm hoping for the latter, because if this person truly is what they say they are, I hope that this date didn't happen. I'm sorry to say it. I believe everyone deserves love, but if you don't consider yourself trustworthy, if you consider yourself dishonest, and insincere and rude, I don't know if anyone deserves to be subjected to that. But I assume if they're posting about that in the newspaper, they are making a tongue-in-cheek joke, and I hope that they did end up finding some sort of love. But yeah, like I said, I like to find people who are trying to stand out in an interesting format, because it's a little hard to describe what these personal ad pages look like unless you see them for yourself. It's just a block of text with a bunch of different boxes. Like, you look at the page and it's full. So each time that I go through an edition, I'm reading like at least 100 different ads, probably, because oftentimes there are multiple pages as well per edition, which is great because that means I'll never run out of content. But at the same time, there are so many in there that aren't necessarily bad. Like, I don't think there are any really bad ads, but they don't stand out because they're just like all the other ones. But, you know, that's okay, because sometimes people just know what they're looking for. Yes, I'm looking for someone in this age range, this height, with these interests. Then you stumble upon something like this, and the first word is ugly, and it's in all caps, and you're immediately drawn to it. So I do like seeing the ways that people try to stand out. And now I have a couple more. These are from the Salt Lake Tribune, Salt Lake City, Utah, May 29th, 1994. Corvette lady looking for Jag man, 35 to 55. Transmission must work. No electrical shorts. Prefer one owner to share adventures. I'm single white female. you know there was somebody between the ages of 35 to 55 owning a Jaguar who saw that and they were just pumped. I mean, that's what I'd say. It's if you find your niche and find your interests and put it out there like this, you're gonna find that other person that's just so excited to meet you. So I love that, especially because they kept it going. Like, they started with Corvette, started with Jaguar, and then kept going with the car references. Transmission must work. I don't know what that means, but I have an assumption, but we're going to move on from that. No electrical shorts. That I really don't know what that means. And probably doesn't apply to me. I'm sure that there are plenty of electrical shorts in my brain. Yeah. Plenty of those. But I love this. I love that one. And here's another somewhat similar one from the same paper. Taster's choice, baker's delight, divorced white female, 54, prime cut, kneaded to perfection, warm, oven fresh, looking for male, slow cooker, similar qualities. If you describe yourself in food terms, and you're looking for someone who describes themselves in food terms, I think you're on a pretty good path. I love that. But I do kind of like that they switched up the food types. So it was like talking about baking, and then it was prime cut, like I assume meat, and then kneaded to perfection, which I assume goes back to bread and baking, and then oven fresh. It's quite the mouth-watering ad, but I'll give it a 9 out of 10 for switching up the type of food. But you know what? Hey, maybe they're just a foodie and they respect all types of cuisine. Okay, time for our textual encounters, our misconnections. This is from the Tampa Tribune again, January 1st, 1992. And what I like about these is the section is actually titled Happy Ads. I don't know why, but I like that they preface it as a positive thing. Because I don't know what it was like in 1992, but I know nowadays, you know, misconnections can get a bit of a bad rap, you know, and that Craigslist vibe that I know, you know, plenty of people have met through Craigslist, great relationships, but I feel like it's gotten a bad rap in the past. So I do like that they present it as happy ads. Here is our first happy ad. Kathy, I gave you my card at Winn-Dixie in Lutz. December 29th. Will you have lunch with me? JG. Short and sweet and to the point, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I assume since JG gave a card to Kathy and Kathy hasn't contacted JG yet, Kathy's not interested. However, you never know. It could be one of those textbook rom-com moments where Kathy gets the card so excited, goes outside, drops it in a puddle, and JG's out there, and Kathy doesn't have their contact information. So, fingers crossed this worked out for both of them. And honestly, good for JG, I think, because, hey, putting yourself out there, giving your card in person, and taking on an ad in the paper, I think that it takes a specific type of courage to approach someone in public and give them your card in this case, or to ask them out, you know, as long as it's done respectfully. But it also takes a different type of courage to take out an ad in a newspaper. I think they both can be honorable things to do. So JG, good for you. Hopefully you found Kathy, and if not, you know, hopefully you found the person for you. This next one's a little different. Mistress, it hurts more that you think I would do that than losing you. I'm very sorry. You'll always be in my prayers. Harry no more. For clarification, it's Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, as in the name. It's not H-A-I-R-Y, which would actually give it a little bit of a little more zest if it were H-A-I-R-Y. So maybe I should have just pretended that that's what it said. No, but yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I have no idea what this is about. But I like that about it. I like that this is so specific, so personal, and I wonder if it was even read by the person it was meant for. I think about these a lot because they are so specific to such specific situations that it's obviously only meant for one person. So does this person know, oh yeah, they are, I know this person would be reading these personal ads, because this is one small, very small ad in a large paper. It might have run for multiple days, but still, that this person expects the person they're trying to contact to read this just impresses me, because I assume they're not answering their home phone or their door or whatever. What do you do to contact someone in 1992? Okay, I deserve to be made fun of for that last comment. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but I really hope things worked out. All right, it is time for our honest ads. And like I already told you, I received so many of these, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be able to share one with you today. Like I said, these are going to be anonymous. But thank you, everyone, for not only sharing your story with me, not anonymously, because, hey, I'm reading these and I see your name, I see your email. So I really, really appreciate that. Of course, I'm not going to be sharing your names with anyone, but the fact that you'd share yours with me along with your story and share your story with strangers by assuming I might read it on the show, it takes a lot of courage. So thank you, all of you who've written in. And I would like to make one note quick. If I do not get to yours, feel free to write in again with a new ad. And if I do get to yours, also write in with a new ad. I would love to hear updates. I would love to hear from you again. Do not hesitate to continue to share your honest ads, especially if it's something that's very therapeutic for you. Like I said, I would love to do this podcast for a long time, and I would love to be able to read an honest ad and then say a year from now, the same person will respond to their own honest ad that they sent with an update. That makes my heart so happy to think that that might be a possibility, that we could get some sort of update. So don't hesitate to continue to update me on your journey. I would love to hear from you. So without further ado, though, let's get into our first anonymous honest ad of the podcast. Human Seeking Adventure. I believe that being content and being happy are different. On the surface, I have a wonderful relationship and a nice home. I have a stable job, which I am incredibly thankful to have during a time where so many people are not so fortunate. Despite having stressors, as everyone has, I am incredibly lucky. But I need a challenge or a passion. I feel like my life is stable but not exciting. I'm seeking something to make me excited every day. I've had a dream for a while of returning to graduate school, but for financial reasons, haven't been able to do so. I want to obtain a master's in social work to be able to help other people and give me a greater sense of accomplishment. I guess this is all just a sloppy way of saying I want to further my education to better both myself and the community that I live in. Oh, what a good start. First of all, thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. Also, I feel so relevant to the times that we're living in right now. I feel like with all the changes that have happened in the past eight or so months with everyone in terms of lifestyle, it's been quite a wake-up call for a lot of people. And I very much respect that you're acknowledging how fortunate you are and how lucky you are. I just want to say that I think you are so valid to say that you're still searching for more and that you want something beyond what you have right now. And I don't think that should be too much to ask for. And I think it's a big deal that you've recognized that for yourself. And hopefully that recognition is the start of a very exciting journey for you. And this is why I want updates down the line. I would love to hear how things work out for you. I can only speak from my experience and people that I know, but I know many people who sought higher education at all different times in their lives. And honestly, I have not heard of a single person who regretted it. Because it takes a certain type of person to want to push themselves academically. And I have a lot of respect for that, especially as someone who would never do that. Never. I couldn't. I'm a podcaster for a reason. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in German and was like, yep, I'm done. I'm out. I wanna go do different things. But so I have so much respect for that. And for what it's worth, you have my full support and my excitement. I'm very excited for you to realize that, because that was a special moment in my life recently when I had the realization of, oh, I really want to start on this project. I really want to do this. This is something that's important to me. And here we are. I didn't think it was going to happen, but here we are. If you had asked me 7 months ago if this would ever happen, I would have shrugged my shoulders and said, probably not. And I'm pretty sure I've told that to many people, that probably not. It's not going to happen. So I am grateful for this opportunity. And again, so thankful that you wrote in. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you'd like to share your own honest ad, please feel free to send me an email to humanseekinghuman@gmail.com and include honest ad in the subject. That just makes it a little easier for me to organize things. And yeah, if you've already submitted an ad and some months from now, years from now, whenever you have an update, feel free to respond to your own honest ad and give me that update. I look forward to hearing those as well. And follow the podcast on Instagram, Twitter at Human Seeking Pod. I posted a weird thing on Instagram. I think that's just what I'm going to be using it for. Just some weird random posts and some occasional updates. But it should be fun. I have some weird newspaper clippings that I would love to share with you that I've saved up. And you can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram at Zandy Schieffer, XandySchieffer. And finally, the best thing that you can do for me is just to continue to listen and support me in that way. But if you do listen on Apple Podcasts, leaving me a review on there is another great way to help me. A lot of you already have. I was shocked to see. I opened it up and I already have a bunch of reviews on there. So thank you if you've already shared your review. I appreciate it so much. But yeah, that will help me out so much if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, thank you. Thank you all. I am so excited for this. I already feel myself growing into this idea just when I'm doing more research. Now with my recording today, I feel so much more connected to this project after all of your support and all of your love. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank you enough, but I'll try to stop now so I can let you go. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Thank you again. I love you all. Goodbye.